Welcome to our call this morning. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. So here we are to our Saturday call, and let's start just with some silence. Just making yourself comfortable, being present here, present, taking a deep breath. And just allowing everything that was before this moment to fall away, and everything that will come the moment after to also fall away, just being right here, right now. Nice. Wonderful. Good, good. So, we are a few days before spring equinox, and because we had so much snow here and rain, I apologize if I have to clear my throat several times, you will find that now we're moving, it says kapha season. It's all the liquids in the body were frozen in the winter, will thaw, and it's always the time where there is a lot of movement of fluids and lymph in the body. And of course, it's always the time when you want to watch out getting a cold, because when the body is overwhelmed with too much of that, it can cause inflammation. So that's for our North American participants. So this module that we're in right now is a complex one. It has a lot to do with relations at work, relations with yourself, with survival, money, and practicalities. And there have been very few questions to that, so I see that everybody is really on the roll, is kind of very comfortable, you have found some to apply this course for yourself, for your own life. You've discovered how this works within yourself, and that's beautiful. So there's very little confusion, and I thought that I would speak about something that's even came up about three times this week, about the manifesting part. And so this part that I'm speaking about, and I'll see how it comes out this morning, I will cut also as an MP3 and put it up in the school site, because it is really the internal process of manifesting. And also, what's the difference between waking up, really, and living from a fully awake state and doing 5D manifesting? Is it the same or is it something different? I'm sure there's probably questions and you think like, yeah, what is really the difference? Is it the same or is it not? So I want to start going a little bit backwards. One of the MP3s in the course is True Perception. And in there we learn that everything is perception. There's nothing other than perception and what is perceiving. So everything is mind. There's nothing other than mind. I think the word enlightenment was probably originally called enlightened mind or something like that. It means light in the mind. And the mind is in itself sattvic, pure, clear, transparent, like glass. You see through it and it's without color. It has no dirt on it. And no shadows fall if there is no dirt. The light is basically moving through the glass. An unawakened mind has specks on the glass, and that causes shadows, and the confusion begins, and the whole game of duality starts. So essentially, there's nothing other than mind. So if we know that, and you are right now, nothing other than mind, and through the senses of perception, you're perceiving shadows. You perceive your thoughts, your feelings, and your form, your body, and without all the other forms, which is your things you own, your car, your house, and your partners and your children. So all these are forms, and they're projections of yourself. So everything is mind. Now, somebody who chooses to live in pure satsang, like truly just resting as what you are, consciousness is not moving. Yeah, you're just still, and you begin to deepen that. And you don't really move out and keep identifying and engaging in the forms. There is no dualistic engaging. You let your body, your mind, and your emotions do their thing, which is all based on past, because everything that's happening right now is already a result of past. Even this call is a result of past, because we even scheduled it. You know, it's something you knew before and it's happening now, but it's all past. The only thing that's outside of past is you, that which is right here, right now, and that is the only thing that's eternal and ever present. But the the momentum of talking to each other and the call isn't happening now. It is all past because we can describe it and experience it through the senses. So when somebody is choosing to just rest as that what you are, what happens is there's a deepening going on that expresses itself in a higher frequency. It's almost like your frequency rises, meaning that that which is manifested changes. So it begins to more rapidly change and alter. So things are beginning to change in your environment, your body, everything else. This is how disease changes back to health, or, you know, we change the frequencies through just being what you are. Now, that would be the easiest, that we would not follow any desire to manifest at all, not wanting this or that and thinking about how do I survive, I need this much money, etc. We would just completely rest as who you are, knowing that that is your currency and your support. And from there, from that one-pointedness, you begin to alter your reality. That is very hard for the mind. The identity in the mind, that shadow existence, what we call ego, because it will come up and just talk and says, oh, well, we have to do something. We're used to doing something because I'm the one that takes care of you. I, this mind, this person, is taking care of you, so you must do something. I'll tell you this and this. And so we follow that, right? It's the doubt, the fear, etc. Once you've truly rested within you as what you are, you basically don't really trust that voice anymore, or with nobody else's voice, because it's all just form. Now, when the awakened state hasn't fully occurred, then there is an experience of 5D, you know, of course, 4D and 3D. 3D is linear. There's cause and effect. If I do this, then this happens. If I work hard, then this happens. In 4D, you are in attraction mode. You are grateful, and you know you're worthy, and you love life, and so what you're nice, so things come towards you. You don't push things away, right? You're more magnetic. And in 5D, we're exiting the whole concept of linear time, and things like a blip in and out of reality, you know, out of the field of possibilities, out of that which you are. So that which you are is eternity. So a thought can blip out of it, and suddenly it's like, oh, breakfast. And then suddenly the thought disappears, and you don't even know the thought appeared. So it just comes in and out. That's sort of a thought manifested. Now, if you, let's say, the thought manifests breakfast, and you don't engage in it in a dualistic way, you just let it sit there. It feels like a sense of you're contemplating. You're not moving as consciousness, but there is something there. And you are resting with it, or you're being it. Then somehow breakfast will happen. Either your body's going to the kitchen to make it, or somebody invites you, but breakfast will manifest because you're holding it. It's in you as awareness, and it's just staying there. So it has to take form. Every thought has to take form sooner or later. The dense things around you were thoughts that were thought for very long times, and also they were thought strongly enough with so much power and so much focus that they became real. And as you know, most of what is truly thinking constantly is your subconscious, the part that's, you know, the icebergs, the part that's underwater, and that's huge. So your subconscious is thinking all the time certain thoughts, locked in into a particular way of experiencing that's then manifesting in your life. So when you right now look around you, this is whatever you see, the person you see in your life, the good, the bad, this is your subconscious. Just look at it. And you're unconscious. Yeah, so that's all of that. So you can either like it or not, or you can just say, wow, this is pretty cool. This is me externalized, you know? So if you don't like it, you will just remain still. And if you do, these things will change. They just change. They begin to dissolve because they are not being fed more life force. They have to disintegrate. Now, in 5D, if you're not able to remain still and you will have that part of your identity that's quite alive and it's so involved and linked up with other identities in your family, you know, you have husbands or children or wives and you're linked up and you have bosses and you're constantly in this identity, you're not used to being naked and pristine as who you are. Then you have the option to lock into a thought. Let's say you have a desire. Let's say you need money or a job. You check in your soul desire. What's really deeply that which you want? What is there right now here? So you feel that. So feeling, as you know, is important. So you feel that. And then you feel into the frequency of that feeling. See, the fifth dimension has a lot to do with joy. So it's a pretty high frequency. And so you want to have that very joyful energy there. And when you have joy, it kind of blasts away all worry and doubt. So you will usually have the sense of marinating, sitting, dwelling, soaking, whatever words you want to use, in that thought. And you will then keep the vibration high by being joyful. So, and that means you, some of you who had the wealth package back then, you will do anything to keep your vibration high. You might dance, you sing, you breathe, you smile. You just keep your vibration high so that then this thought begins to take form. Sooner or later it does, and you just have to have patience. If you have a little power, it takes more time. If you have a lot of power, it goes fast. So that then the power aspect is important. So if you have a lot of power, which means as you've meditated a long time, your house is in order, you are not wasting generally your energy on thinking about all kinds of stuff that's unimportant, you have a lot of power stored. So when you think a thought, it's like an arrow, like bang, it just goes off, right? It's not being detoured, falls down on the ground, so things just get somewhere. So what else is there to say about that? Yes, I wanted to say that it's important in that context as well to know and to remind ourselves that everything is sound and light. And think of it really the same thing. You know, one way is sound and the other is light. So everything is sound. This is where mantra comes in and certain sounds. So when you do a mantra or you are even speaking your words, it's all sound. And the sound can be unclear or clear. And so when you are speaking, when you are what you are resonating and vibrating out into the world is going to show itself then as a vibration that's denser. And if you are, if you do like sounds or chanting, or some people do light language, what you're doing is you're actually cleaning up that window or that filter that is either casting shadows or blocking that which you are, you, in order to manifest. And the reason why I bring up sound is because the fifth dimension relates totally to sound. It's the throat chakra. So everything was caused, or the word was with God, and then, you know, the world was created. And so if you think of that being a filter, and I'm like, you know, like a sieve, where I, you know, when I use tea or something, I let it sort of filter through. So if it's clogged, you know, like I get sometimes things that clogs it up, then it doesn't really, the sound doesn't come through. Your throat chakra is your blueprint of your body. Okay, so if you look at your body, then this is the manifested, that's what's left over, that's what's shown through and came through that filter. And if you want to make that filter, if you have a disease or there's some problems in your body, there's always a tendency of fixing that area. And I wrote a few days ago in the other group that it's more about storytelling. We talk about the knee, we talk about this and the back and whatever problems there are. We talk about this little, really literally like we do with little children when they're 2-3 years old, and we tell them fairy tales. because it talks to the story mind of the soul. And so it becomes, so we kind of recreate a new story. The thinking shifts and changes. But from a technical point of view, your knee, if let's say there's something wrong with your knee, you have in your throat chakra, that filter is, has a clog there. And how do you get, how do you heal the knee? By basically clearing that clog, by opening that up. So we just have to blow that through. So manifesting has to do with the faster you manifest in 5D is to have that filter clean. And you can even do singing, chanting, mantra, or just being joyful, because joy is the frequency, the feeling frequency of that level. So that would be sort of the practical part. And if you have any questions, please let me know here during the conversation or later. And but if you are not even caring about clearing the filter, because if you go up, you know, go up into the third eye and higher, you know, the crown chakra, then we are everything. And when we know who we really are, that clogged filter doesn't exist. So from that level, from the level of self, the clogged filter is also a story. Okay, so it's again, it's what is real for us. And we have to tell the story that works at the time. Some of you say, oh, this doesn't work for me, or this works for me. It is because that is your capacity of self-knowledge. You know yourself as much or as little. And that's the matching story will be, you know, the one that, that works for you and another doesn't. So it's not so much about because you're so different and you, and it's because you need something special. It's simply an invitation from my side to be a little bit more clear, because there's no difference between any of us. It's all the self. There's just mind. There's one mind that is infinite and eternal, and there's nothing else. You can call it God, but that's all there is. Pure intelligence. And there's no difference. So the level of suffering depends on how much you know this to be true for you. And that's the only reason why we meditate, while we're still, to kind of not get caught in those shadows that kind of jump around in the mind that that we are, that you are not. That it's just a play in on the screen of the mind, the screen of existence. Good. So wonderful. So I'm just seeing here that we have some hands raised. So I'm going to just start moving through the raised hands. So I'm going to unmute Cindy. Hello, Cindy. Good morning or good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me because my line has been fading in and out while you're talking. So.
Oh, really? No, I can hear you, actually. Yeah, I can hear you.
That's perfect. Okay, so I'm just connecting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when we're connecting, we're just being you. Just be you, and I'm me, and it's really the same. It's a moment of letting everything else just fall away. Beautiful, right? Feels good?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Fine. Okay. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank
okay.
You.
Bye. Good. Then we come to Sally. Hi, Sally.
Oh, hi, Ratima.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm still sleepy. I had such a deep sleep, I can barely come out of it. Oh. Do you have a question or just being here?
Well, I did have one question, but mm-hmm. I also just wanted to connect, and mm-hmm. there is some, I'm having some palpitations in my heart. Mm. It's kind of a weak feeling, and it seems to continue, and I don't know what's causing it or what I need to do to get beyond it.
Okay, did you are, I don't know if we did, you already checked with your doctor though, right? Is there anything your doctor says?
I checked some years ago and they didn't find anything
mm-hmm.
when I had the same issue, and it had to do with my thyroid.
Mm.
And I had been at that time taking too much medication, and so I stopped taking any, and then I read that that can also cause a problem. So the problem. Mm.
So in the context of this call, what I just spoke about, you know, can you see that you have a choice? You can engage in it as a story, and we do this, this, and this, or you can for a moment realize that you are you and that you have nothing to do with heart palpitation. That's an experience.
Yes.
Good. And when you're just being you, then you are in a place of wisdom and knowing and omnipresence and omniscience. You just know everything. So if you remain still and you remain still and you remain still and you don't let yourself get caught by this mind that's worrying what happened then and what could that be, and you just don't listen to that and you remain still, you will then see where your feet take you. You might, you know, do another this or that or something, or you get an insight. Whatever is perfect. If nothing arises, you have to have the trust, the faith to know that obviously nothing's arising, and then it's not important. It will it will pass. Something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just was caught between, if it's a change in frequency and I'm trying to adjust to it, then if I go to a doctor, then they'll find something wrong for sure, and maybe there'll be nothing wrong. You see what I mean?
Even if the doctor finds something wrong with you, okay, it's still just a manifestation that's more dense,
mm-hmm.
right? It's still always the same. There isn't this or that. If the doctor doesn't find anything, you're still having an unpleasant experience in the heart. If the doctor finds something, then it's something that if the unpleasant experience is more manifest, and the doctor can catch it through his laboratory tests, you know what I'm saying? But it's still the same thing. The frequency is just different. Now, you're thinking that if it's already manifested, then I must do something else about it, because then it's not an energy thing, correct?
Oh, yes.
Right? So you're splitting reality there. Can you see that?
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's always the same thing. One is just has been manifesting a little longer and becomes denser. Now, if something is dense and manifested, what I do, and I'm not saying you should do the same, of course, the doctor says, you know, you also need medication, because we talk about sometimes we need antibiotics or this and that. You take that on top of it, but never forget that's just that you are sound, you are light, and there's nothing else to it. And if you don't like the music of your heart, then go back to, you're the master of it. You manifested it. How do I change it? You change it definitely not by making it real and reacting to it, but you respond through your wisdom inside.
Okay.
Yeah? I think you got that. Yeah, good, good.
Yeah, thank you. The difference between reacting and responding, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
The other thing, well, is it okay? I was thinking just this morning about the manifesting and how things manifest, and noticing that sometimes your wishes just happen. Like if you have, in my own life, if I have a wish of some kind, but like you were saying, you just rest with it, but you don't think about it. It's just there in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because the deeper it is in the back of, like really deep, the more power it has. The more you think it on the foreground, on the top, you know, the frontal bone, nothing happens. Yeah, but the deeper it is, the more real it is.
Okay. So it doesn't have anything to do with surrender?
No.
No,
it's like, because who is wishing something? Do you see there's somebody there wishing for something, right?
Yeah.
Surrender, we speak about surrender from, surrender is a word for humans that can surrender to something, and you can surrender to that which you are, or call it God, but that's what you are. You can surrender to that or not, but once you are that, then there's nothing to surrender to, you're just being it.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting there, I hope.
Who is getting there? Where are we going?
Okay.
We're here, right?
Okay. Well,
that thought right there is what causes all the other, you know, I mean, it's not really the main thought, is that so that you have to do something that causes a lot of doing, right? And then that's how we're like,
no,
oh my God,
so.
You know, I want to retire. I've been doing all so much all my life, right? Okay, I'll let you go, Sally. Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks. That's Ruth Jean. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Arati Ma.
Hello.
I just want to connect with gentleness and kindness and just be peaceful. That's under virtue.
But you are that. You know that you are gentleness, kindness, and you are peace, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
This morning I have an interaction from one of the healers. And I wish that my words that I email, you know, we have difficulties, things like that, and technicalities and the internet. But she come back very strong. So I said, wow, no matter how gentle I was.
Okay, I'm not sure if I got all. You were working with somebody, and that was what happened. Is that what I understood?
Our scheduled live call and one-on-one, which was since last year, and it will manifest, you know, around this time. And I never heard confirmation, so I just make follow-up. But boy, was she strong this morning. When she come back with her response. So I remember my experience with you when I did not receive my recorded phone call that we have,
mm-hmm.
but you were so kind and you were so nurturing. I was like, oh, I hope she will just come back nurturing to me. But you know, that's how the world is. And to me, I am, you know, it doesn't, I was more peaceful when I was more peaceful, in fact, preparing for this call. I was more in it, you know. I was just whole. I was never
fractured. Yeah.
But
yeah, the
said,
best
wow,
thing.
How the other side of the world see me is amazing.
Yeah, the other side of the world or the others, how they see you, is really you seeing yourself. It's just a mirror reflecting back to you what goes on within you. So we're not making it that real. We're just know that this is happening. And so you rest again and just in that which you are. And sometimes it moves as a gentleness, and sometimes it moves very like a lion. And roars, but it doesn't matter. It's not really, because we don't judge, right? Why, we don't care if the wind goes this way or that way, or it's stronger or softer. It's beautiful as it is. It's not our business. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Eugene. Okay, bye. Bye bye. Okay. This is New York at 9172. Hello.
Hi, Arithma. It's Christine.
Hi, Christine. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good to hear your voice. I'm
thank you.
Thank you. So I'd like to connect, if that's okay, and then I'd like to ask a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's first ask the question.
Okay. So I'm glad you brought up the manifesting, because that was the reason. That was what I was going to bring up, and when you picked up on it, I was like, oh, I'm so happy she's covering this.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I, in every aspect of my life, relationships and where I want to go and what I want to do, is, you know, there's no question. I'm so solid about all of that, my health, all of it. It's like what I want comes to me, not a problem. Until I get to making money. And I feel like I just turn to jelly when it comes to that. You know, I can't get it out of my head that unless I do A, B, and C, I'm not going to get A, B, and C. And I hear what you're saying, and it makes perfect sense to me,
but you're not
that and applying it, yeah, it just says there's a myth there.
Yeah, well, it's your person. It's not you. It's your person that you call Christine that is habituated, conditioned, programmed to function a certain way. And it's a bunch of collective stuff and ancestral family, what you learned. Now, if you're continuing to respond in that way, you either lack a certain amount of energy, power to override it, to say, no, I don't want that. It's not working. Why should I continue thinking this way? Or there's something in it for you, which means is that you are enjoying or it matches a vibration within you, let's say, to be poor or to have lack. And there's a satisfaction in that because it's tied up with something, with a certain self-image. It's subconscious. I'm not saying it's conscious. It's subconscious.
Wow.
So right now, in this present moment, what would be so difficult to just choose what you truly want? If you need money, well, that I would say then that's what you really want because it's necessary. So why would that be so difficult to choose that?
I do choose that. I choose that all the time, but it doesn't happen.
Well, and then as you are in that energy, then there's usually also an action that comes from there. So is there something that either there's you're just sitting there, maybe you're going to inherit something in 5 years, I don't know. You just keep sitting.
Well, you know, but I don't know if that's part of the problem too, because I always feel like I need to get better at, you know, so I'm always in school and I'm always taking classes.
Yeah, but that's a thought. Yeah, I know, Christine, okay. But you can see that these are thoughts, right? These are all thoughts, right? You feel them inside of you and they're thoughts. They say, I have to do something in order to. That's 3D thinking. You're caught in 3D manifesting, and that is hard. You use your body for it. It's the old way of schlepping this heavy piece of flesh from one place to the next to educate it, to make it move so that somebody gives you money for it. You see how that's going to not work. You are in between dimensional understanding. So some part of you is already in 4D. Another part might be in 5D. You know, you're meditating, so you're non-D, whatever you want to call it. But essentially is that as long as you're holding on to that particular way of thinking, then you are going to, nothing will change.
You know, I feel like it's like I just don't believe it.
I know. And who is that? Who is that one that is not believing? You look at it.
But
who is that?
So how is it that I can be so confident in all other aspects of my life, and then when it comes to that, I'm jello?
That thought is a waste of time. That's how people lose energy. It's like flushing down $1,000 down the toilet. These thoughts don't take you anywhere. It gives you no answer. Yeah, so it's a very good example, Christine, because everybody's learning. So essentially what you're noticing is that your person is not, you don't want to believe it. And so that's okay. But you're seeing that at the same time, there's another part of you, there's another person that says, but yeah, I believe it. That's why I'm in this course and I think it's possible. I'd like it to be possible, but no, it's not possible. So you're stuck, you know. So you're scared.
Yes.
Usually when that happens, there's fear.
Okay. That's it. That's exactly. You're right.
That's right. Your fear. And the fear is fear of death. You believe that this body will die if you really let go and live in this magical, it's called magical realm. And then suddenly, like, there's not the Christine you knew, your family, everything that mattered before, the religious upbringing, everything is just like wiped away. Wow. That's scary, right? But I would suggest to go back to read in the Bible what Jesus said And the things he said, I mean, he would just manifest, you know, bread out of fish or fish. I don't know what he did, wine with water, and he would walk on water. And you say, oh, no, that's not possible. But he said, you'll be doing better than me. You will do more than me. So do you see that then at the same time, there's just this whole thing about, oh, no, I don't really believe that part, but I believe that part. So and then we're stuck.
So when you say to be more clear about your story, so the story of whether it's here or not, I should speak confidently about where I want to be, correct?
Yes, but as the speaking happens in the silence deep in your heart, your mind is, there's a silenced voice and there's a voice that you hear through your mouth. The deeper voice is much more important. It's your thought, the deep, deep thought that says, I am wealthy, or I am abundant. I am who I am, and I have everything I need, or whatever. That deep, deep thought has to be very real. If you just think it in the forehead, it won't mean anything. It's just lip service, right? You have to really be it and enjoy it, because right. When you are truly believing it, there's a joy with that. Wow, I am abundant.
Yes.
I mean, yay,
there
wow.
Is, yes.
Right?
Yes. There
yeah.
is a feeling that, and I know that, and I feel like it's just there, and I just can't touch it yet. Okay.
No,
okay,
but who's touching it? You see, this is where you're still splitting yourself between your ego and the self, or that which is who you are. So the trick for you is to really not try to control it anymore and to be still. Just sit, meditate deeply, and allow yourself to be that which you truly are, which is your abundance, which life is okay, and you're just letting it be here. You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
This is
okay.
going to take a little bit longer. We'll go back to it because I want to take some
okay.
other callers. Yeah, yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah?
Okay. Thank
you,
Rita.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
okay.
it. All
Thank
right,
you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, this is, I think, is it Antonia? 307 in Glen Rock?
Yes, it's
that
me.
Is correct. Okay, good. Okay.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Always at the beginning, it seems to me like you always speak about what is in my mind. Like you're reading in my mind.
Yeah, well,
I was just going to ask. Go ahead.
No, this is what happens. I'm aware of what is sort of the general issue in the group, right? Yeah, so.
Yes, you are. You mm-hmm. are, yes. Yeah, you're an amazing, amazing, amazing teacher.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing.
You guys are amazing.
Wonderful. I have a lot of things in my heart. But the first one that I wanted and a comment of, I've been feeling my heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
The fussiness, not my heart that is beeping, that is, you know, that's energy.
Mm-hmm.
The fussy one, the one that is peace, that is calm. And I can feel it when I'm still, when I'm quiet,
mm-hmm.
when I'm meditating. And then it goes up and gets stuck on my throat.
Mm.
And you just talk about that. Amazing. You just talk about that. How... maybe my story, maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know why, it's stuck in my throat. And it doesn't go up, it's just stuck right there.
Yeah, so in the context of this course, you know how suddenly I have babies? If you are mm-hmm. wondering, you know, like what, you see the mind comes in and says, wonder, what is this? What do I have to do about it, right? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, my words are supposed to help you so to not worry about it so much so that you actually...
Okay.
Do you think you can close the door? Is there a door between you and the baby?
Yes. Yeah, just a minute.
Thank you. Oh, are you the one who... Oh, you're alone with her? Okay.
I am.
Okay.
She's just crying. But
okay,
okay.
If you're alone,
okay.
With her, yeah, I thought this, okay, good.
She's
no worries.
Okay. She's
yeah.
okay.
So
she's
basically.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, I thought there's somebody else too, so we don't want to leave the baby alone. So that you are allowing yourself to continue to sit and to continue to let, the less you engage with it, the more you'll just move through, because everything's unraveling. Sometimes it's a more denser discomfort, sometimes more subtle, but it will move through. And that's really, you don't have to do anything about it, except if it's really so bothersome, right? Okay?
No, it's just that it's stuck right there, and I'm like, okay, it needs to go past.
Thought that it needs to go past.
Okay.
How do you know it needs to go past?
Okay.
That's a judgment.
I didn't
right?
know. I didn't know.
If it's supposed to go past, it will.
It will. Okay.
You have to sit there for
sense.
A while.
It makes sense.
Yeah, until you sort of until something pops or something, you have an insight or the karma has dissolved and it just kind of dies out, you know, or needs to integrate. Mm-hmm. Something happens with it. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. All
okay.
right.
Thanks,
Antonia. Everything
okay.
is good.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. So we are in Yo-In. Who is that? This is a 734 in Michigan.
Hi, Aratima. It's Louise.
Louise. Okay, you're somewhere else. Okay.
Yes, my other phone line from the vibration just died before the call. So
I see.
This is myself.
Oh, okay, okay. There's a different new student on the line. I didn't know. Okay.
So I wanted to just speak with you and connect about what you were speaking earlier about manifestation and our awareness and the different planes, and just, I guess, asking a question with what's been happening for me with the retreat coming up. Mm-hmm. And I've really, for weeks now, just been focused. My awareness has just been on the light, and all of this is happening. And I had just mentioned to a couple of friends of mine who are in both of your health packages about this event coming up and that you may do the satsang, and they're both, we're there with you, we're coming. And so all of this is unfolding. And then there's also the awareness. I was looking at it from the astral, like why not, just kind of this curiosity about this desire to explore between, it's almost like a triangle between Vancouver, Kamloops, and Kelowna. And there was a lot of, you know, activity there then happening with the heart chakra. And things are falling into place with all of the travel and whatever's going to happen. And now, too, though, there's something, and I'm not sure if it's more, I don't want to get, you know, caught up in any kind of thoughts or mind, but there also, it feels like my mind is being drawn to put some attention or focus on those three areas. So if you could provide some light on that.
Well, what I'm sensing is that, you know, because there's a lot of, when there's change, the mind, there's a change, is movement, is rajas in Ayurveda. Is there's movement, it's just energy moves. There's a lot of prana movement because you are thinking about making physical changes, moving, financial, location, all these things, right? There is responses from the emotional level to it. So suddenly there's movement. And when there's movement, what happens to the surface of the lake? You think of the mind being flat, and then suddenly there's movements, like there's a lot of agitation, right? There's movement.
Mm-hmm.
So now you as a yogi, you need to know this, that there's a lot of movement, rajas. You want to go back to sattva. You want to really not engage. So the waves are an invitation to get caught in that. But for you, it's to just remain even more still as consciousness and do not allow a question to arise in terms of what should I do? What does this mean? How will this come about? Is this good or bad? That's all the mind's activity. So you want to be very, you want to be really vigilant right now, because the more, whenever you grow, I'm giving birth now to a whole new dimension in my life, like a manifested dimension, which is creating so much movement paperwork wise. I mean, I think it's almost funny, like, because I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. It's something I really don't enjoy, but it's so crazy that it's obviously funny at this point, you know? So I know that in order for matter to manifest, there's matter's resistance itself, okay? Resistance is creates a certain, it's almost like you have to squeeze yourself through a tunnel. You have to kind of suddenly make yourself narrow and you have to go through like a birth canal. So that causes a lot of resistance and limitations. So almost like a Saturnian thing. So you're being sort of pressed into a certain direction so that you specifically create then this form. So this also goes along with manifestation. In order to ultimately manifest something into form, you have to go through this transition that is somehow it creates pressures and demands that are sometimes, they are uncomfortable in some way to the form, to the surface bodies. But it's a sign that you're in the process of manifesting something, because it has to go from something expanded and energetic and fluid into something that's solid, right? And so in your case, I would suggest, because you are clear, to really be totally still. Do not get caught in any kind of movements of the mind that brings up, that might want to bring up that person that says, wow, okay, you know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, no, this is perfect. So just allow everything to unfold and the body to take action as it does, but
yes,
nothing as far as the mind.
Exactly. Just think again that everything that's happening in your life has nothing to do with Louise. It's pretty much, it could be happening to Mr. Smith like three blocks down this road or the other side of the planet. You don't really get involved in that. It just happens. Everything is nature, and it's just life, and it's just living, and it's happening by itself. The more you remain still as who you are, as what you are, the more you have a chance to embody all that fully consciously. Just you're practicing now you're pulling yourself out of out of duality more and more. The rest of your life, you will be pulling yourself out of the identification of this mine and my life into the eternity that all of this is me. But it has to sort of happen in steps, you know. You will always come in contact with a situation or encounter a situation where you're being pushed to being wider and larger, if we can say that, as who you are.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's very useful. So, and this is in New York, and that must be Danielle, right? 845. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Danielle. Hi there. There's only two
hi.
People. Yes, hi there.
Yes, this call has been so beautiful.
A lot of important words for you, right? Yeah, practical things?
Mm-hmm. Yes, lots of things.
Okay, good. Yeah. Anything else?
I just wanted to say thank you for kind of having it all come up. Everything's right on time.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, it is part of the module, and this is a year where a lot of changes happen. So, and this, I don't know, do you have particular like outer changes taking place in your life this year as well?
Not too much outer changes, as far as I can tell. A lot of internal stuff moving.
Okay, good. Well, that will then at some point show itself on the outside as well, right? It just starts first on the
subtle. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's be still for a moment. And just be yourself. Good. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, Danielle. Bye.
Bye.
This is in Alberta at 403. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Ah, Rachima, thank you.
Who's that?
This is Linda.
Oh, okay, Linda. Hi there.
Thank you. This has been such a special call for me because on many levels, as articulated before, it's really hitting some points that have been unraveling for me. And
okay.
So it's just delightful to find that core again and just. And I think part of the unraveling is because I spent a month in Thailand, and then coming home, it's been like 2 weeks of trying to find my feet on the ground again.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's coming from just a different land and reintegrating back or just the unraveling part.
Well, energetically, on a level of duality, yes, of course. I mean, we'd go on purpose to other places in order to unhook our etheric, you know, connections where we are. There's a different astrological impact, like how when you're in different places of the world, so your story is different, and then you come back and you're suddenly in a different story again. And is it in a good, when you say unraveling, is it feels good, feels right, or?
What I'm noticing is just stuff comes up and I just try to lean into it and just go, not judge it one way or another, just be present to it. But it kind of feels like I've been in the washing machine a bit, and I feel like I need to hang out to dry, you know. But,
yeah, well, you know, you there was obviously some reason you went to Thailand and then you came back, and then you went for quite a while, right? With several weeks or something. Usually, Yes.
Yes, I went for a month.
Yeah. So then, when you come back, you're kind of a little bit of a different person. You know, you're just going to be kind of reshuffling things and seeing things, integrating your experiences there with here, and finding a new center point. Yeah. And you know, sometimes people, my experience is you come back and then suddenly you want your furniture different, or, you know, there's just things that are just, you don't fit anymore. Is that what you're experiencing too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, thank you. It's been such a fabulous call, and I just really wanted to connect with you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's good. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for sharing, Linda. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, there we go. And this is Kim. Hi, Kim. Hello. How are you? Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I did have some questions, but actually the call with Christine answered a lot of them. And I just what came up for me in that call in that question was that if I go for my dreams, go for what I want, that my life will just fall apart, that I'll lose everything. I didn't, you know, it was such a, so much grief came up when she was talking, when
mm-hmm.
you're both talking. So thank you for that.
Mm.
Yeah,
you know, it's so funny that we want something and then we don't want it. So,
mm-hmm.
and I think that, where does that come from, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really important because when we started the course, there were questions about like, oh, I'm scared. Now, if I wake up, will my life fall apart or will I lose everything? And so there's this deep, deep longing to be just who you are, which
mm-hmm.
is what you are anyway. You're just becoming aware that you are what you are is really what you're waking up to, and that you're not your ideas. And that then that which you are would basically do things that are crazy or not nice to others, you know, that you would destroy your life for some reason. See how little trust we have in ourselves, right? It's just like,
yeah.
And then we project it on this thing, you know, that then if I do this thing, this idea, this philosophy, this yoga, then that will destroy my life. You see, this is again, confusion of the ego, because you are who you are. You've always been, and you wouldn't do anything you don't want anyway, right?
That's right.
It's so funny.
So crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy. So, yeah, I'm glad you're laughing. It's just yes, it's just spending time being crazy. That's all it is.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks, Kim.
Okay,
Bye. Okay, this is in Illinois. Oh, that's Shelley. Hi, Shelley. Hello.
How are you?
I'm
just
good.
Want to connect. I would just absolutely love to connect.
Okay, good. Let's
thank,
be let's
thank.
Be still here. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath into your belly. Yeah. I'm going to ask you if you are aware of a certain amount of movement that is taking place inside you as consciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What if you don't do that? Try not to.
Mm-hmm. I've been trying, but I'm having trouble being still.
Okay, good. Good. So what if I say you are stillness already? You don't
mm-hmm.
even have to try. Drop the trying.
Yep.
Nothing to do for you. Okay. Is this different?
Mm. No, I still feel like I'm fighting it.
Okay, what if we just leave that away? We just leave that part of Shelley. We just leave that. Let her not be okay with it. Let her.
Okay.
And
yep.
just be here with me. Just you.
Yep.
Okay. And is that easy? How is that? Just you.
Yeah, it's subtle. It's subtle, but I feel it.
Who is feeling this?
I mean, I notice it. My higher self. I'm like sitting in my heart.
Okay, where's your higher self?
I know
it. Slow down a little bit. You have a higher self and your heart and all these things. But I'm just saying these are all fragments and you can only experience them when you look through the mind. Let's not look through the mind and just be here, just you. Just you. Just that part that right before you fall asleep at night. We're just you. You're just lying there and you're just about to fall asleep. That one. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't go looking. Is that easy?
No, it's not easy for me. I will be honest.
You want to keep looking?
No, I don't want to look. I don't want to look at all. I just want to be. I thought I wanted to be.
Let's take the want away and just, because you can't want to be what you already are, Shelley.
Yep. Okay.
You already are you, right? Are you talking
yep.
to me right now?
Yep.
Are you are the one that's talking to me, right?
Correct.
Okay, that one is already here, correct?
Correct.
Do you have to do anything to be that?
Nope.
Good. That's the one. That's the one.
God, why this for me? It's like, geez Louise. Okay.
Did you
got it?
What did you get? Tell me.
This is where I struggle with it, because it's like I know that I'm me. I understand it all. But yet there's that part of me, I guess, that I'm not picking up on. I don't know.
No, this is, yeah. Okay, now to make this, because we came in a little later, I'm going to make that a little more challenging for you here so that you catch up.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you like that. Is that you are, there's just you. There's just you. Right? And then you just say, well,
yep.
that hand over there is grabbing, you know, the bottle of whatever, poison, and I'm just keep drinking it. It's you who is grabbing
yep.
the poison. You are the one. So you are the one who chooses at some point not to do that. And you can choose that right now or a few lifetimes
yep.
from now. You see, it's you. It is very important because it gives you power and mastery. You are the one who is distracting yourself or not.
Yep. I got it.
Got
yep.
it?
I get it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I do.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Shelley. Okay. Bye. Bye. So we're in Anna in Sweden. Hi, Anna.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to connect.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just being yourself, like we just spoke to Shelley.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye. Okay, and this is Waldorf 3016.
Hi. Hi, Arachima. This is Melissa.
Melissa, hi there. Okay.
Yes. I've had two extremes going on this week, and I just wanted to just touch base with you. My son had gotten a speeding ticket, and as a juvenile, he had to go to court. So I had to go to court with him. He wasn't given an option, any other option. So I just had incredible, went through incredible fear, I guess, earlier in the week, just my nervous system. I just really couldn't get into my core. We had a big storm coming in. I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it to the courthouse. Once we got to the courthouse the following day, I was able to do a lot better. I was like, this is an illusion. This is just an illusion. And, this is my dream. I'm in charge of this dream. Do I need to collapse these feelings? I mean,
what do you do with that?
I didn't know if I need to collapse that. I mean, this is my dream. I'm responsible. I'm in control here.
Good. You know. I think I know what you want to say, Melissa. This is a good question. Okay. Thanks for asking that. You want to go check if you're suffering. And that's the first thing. If you're suffering, you're not in your core. If you are not suffering, there could be anxiety. There could be all kinds of stress. Your body could be shaking. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you're not suffering from it, then you're in your core, and then it's just the surface body's going through nature, through time. So, but I hear that you were suffering, right? You were kind of stressed out about it. Is that correct?
Right.
Good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what you did is you just kind of did one of these tools, say, okay, really, this is my dream. This is happening. I'm experiencing this. So I can, when you're suffering, then you can collapse it. You can basically use the polarity. There's any way you can to get back into your core, that's the wrong word, to just release yourself from suffering, is better said. And did you manage to do that then? Did that happen?
Well, I had another thing come up where I felt the need that I needed to protect, I felt the need to protect my solar plexus. I felt the need to protect my power.
Mm-hmm. Did you do it then?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't know if that was something I need to feel that I'm need to be protected, or if I'm the one in charge of this dream, then no one can take my power away from me. So what did I not have felt that? I mean,
good question.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you're doing a little bit of a yoga or tantra thing. So you're in a situation and you're basically, so the moment you ask yourself, what do I do? You're in the mind. And in the mind, it's always the wrong place. In the mind, you have choices, right? This or that. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing you notice, because that's suffering. You want to get out of comparing. So when you stop doing that, and then you do where your feet take you, it could be that you protect your solar plexus, or you are collapsing it, or whatever yoga arises for you. But the first thing is, the correct answer will come when you get out of comparing, out of duality. And that's the first thing you want to notice. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So when you protect your solar plexus, I have a sense that when you speak it, is that you were actually just responding to what was intuitively true for you in that moment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, because I can hear it then when you speak about it. There was no doubt. It's something that you naturally did, like having to go to the bathroom. But afterwards, your mind came in and said, did I do the right thing? Should I have done this?
Right.
It came afterwards,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the party pooper. It always comes in and just says, oh, wow, you didn't do good. You should have done that, right? You did never listen to that. Never, ever listen to that one. Whatever happened is already past. And in that moment, it's perfect. Just for everybody, whatever happened the moment before right now, because it happened, it was divinely ordained. You are already good. Don't even go back and worry about it. It's just the mind. That's the, let's call it the evil in the mind that wants to say, oh, no, you should have done better. Well, no, you have no control over it. It's already happened.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks, Melissa. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And this is in Washington. This is Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Hi. You got my new phone number. I've had so many troubles trying to connect.
Oh.
That I finally had a landline installed so that now I can go ahead. Last time all I could do was get on the webcast. And
yeah. No, this sounds good. Perfect. Yeah.
Good. I just want to express my gratitude to you for being here during this extremely, well, you know, I can't even call it difficult. I mean, at the time it seemed like it was difficult.
Yeah.
But I understand now that everything happened for a reason so that I could improve myself and detach from everything that I was being bogged down by.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for everything that you've been teaching us and the meditations, the MP3s, the calls, which I go over and over and over and over and over again, and just, you know, 24/7 I've got these MP3s on now. And I'm just in the last month, I have just absolutely, totally freed myself from everything. I went to the doctors and my blood pressure is 115 over 66.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. There you go.
I just am so grateful that I was led to be a part of this class, and I just want to say thank you. If I wasn't involved in this, I have no idea where I'd be today, but I bet you I would definitely not be where I'm at and feel such joy and such freedom. The last 30 days have been quite tumultuous for me, but I hear your voice all the time, and I just got to thank you for everything, every word that you've said over the last 2 years that you and I have been working together, and I'm just so overjoyed at where I'm at today, and I have such great hope for the future, and I've learned to let go and forgive.
Yeah.
And I think that was the biggest thing for me, realizing that on the soul level, my husband is just like I am, just another soul trying to, you know, learn the lessons that he's, assigned himself for this time on earth. And you behind me has given me the strength to be able to hold on to that thought and actually forgive him for everything that's happened.
Wow.
And, There is one question I do have. One thing I've noticed in the last month is that my legs feel tingly all the time, and I don't always notice it, but I especially notice it when I'm trying to be still, and I'm wondering, and when I feel energy come surging up, it kind of stops at the waist. I was wondering, do I have some sort of a mental block or something that's
of course, everything that is not flowing is a blockage, right? Or is a misidentification in the sense of who you are. So, but if you continue to remain in this joy that you are and all these changes, so it will just sort of unfold and you'll know what to do about it or not. You know, so, and that's the same thing we spoke, you know, to some others today, is that just notice where these thoughts are coming from. If they're causing you to be disturbed, to be worried, they're definitely not thoughts to listen to. They're not thoughts that are enlightening or hopeful and full of wisdom, you know?
Yeah.
So just check that. And then don't listen to these thoughts, because your true nature knows everything, you know? So the more still you are, the more you will just do things that are necessary. Maybe there's something to be done about it. Maybe not. Maybe it'll just pass through. And sometimes maybe you just move in a certain way and then it opens up the flow or something, whatever happens, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you gave me a tip on that spot above my hairline on my forehead.
Right.
And the light going back to where I feel that behind my heart chakra, and it does help.
Oh, good, good.
I was in a lot of pain and uh-huh. and tried that, and
it worked.
It worked beautifully. It really did. It still bothers me a little bit, so I know that I still have some more work to do. But this little exercise is helping me so that I can wait for the stuff you're going to do on the 5D call you mentioned. You were going
to
do something.
Yeah, I'll see. I'm hoping to do this. I'll see how my time goes, but then I'll do that on the other group, and I'll invite everybody to it. But because you just told me that this was helping, it tells me that there's an overall change in your body happening right now. You know, you talked about the blockage. It has to do with 3D, 4D into 5D. So with
yes.
the body, yeah. So it's just, it's all going to catch up, you know. So, well, thank you, Vicky. I what can I say? I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing here right now if I didn't have my teachers, because I also was hanging on to them for dear, you know, listening to the MP3s or just, I would literally have no other voice in my head. I just allowed myself totally to surrender. And because you can't do it as a person. The person isn't real. So we have to let that self move through us, you know? Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Vicky. Thank you. And then there's somebody at 6124. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi there. This is...
Hi, Rachma. It's Nadia.
Yeah, Nadia. Hi there.
Yeah, I just had the question on removing bugs from me. And it was to do with stuff that's in my lower astral realm. So I've been trying to think of what's been bugging me and going through different things, things that are coming up to be cleared. And I initially came up with, was it frustrations? And then was it possible, you know, sickness if I find a bump or something? Or, you know, not having a routine? Is it bits and pieces happening in the world? But in the call earlier today, you talked about dirt on the mind and shadows and things like that. And I'm thinking it's more that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I'm the one that has got some cockroaches in the house, and
yeah.
But I clean every day and stuff. So and there's not food left out or anything. So mm-hmm. I was just trying to work out what it is that I've got to clear on.
Yeah. Well, it also depends. Is the entire neighborhood has suddenly cockroaches? Is it just a general earth change that's going on? Because, like, nothing remains the same. Nature constantly shifts and moves, right?
Yes, yes. I know generally summertime, because it's summertime here, we'll get more of the larger ones. But these are just some small ones that I've not had before. And actually, I don't know if the neighbors have had any or not,
yeah.
So they haven't said.
So the question is, does it really bother you? Does it bug you, right? And
yes.
it sounds like it does. So, and then the first thing you do is to pull in your projection. And
yeah.
I mean, you can get rayed and spray them too. I don't have a problem with that. You might even have to do it. But the main thing is that you pull in your projection and realize, okay, I'm bugged by something. So just let's take the cockroaches totally out of this game and just realize that Nadia is not happy, she is bugged, she feels frustrated, and she's not happy. That's really what it is, and that
yes.
is true seeing, and then you own that. That's how you start, right? And when
yep.
you just allow that, then you see what else arises. Now it's just allowing that feeling to be with that feeling. Is that already helping? Is that starting to disintegrate, or do you need to do something in your life you're not doing? Or you're trying to change something around you that you can't change. Maybe your husband, your children, your job. So are you powerless, right? What is it that you're experiencing? So you really want to kind of, because remember, you're looking into the mirror of your own life. And if there's something
yes.
inside you where you bug yourself, you're bugging yourself, right? How are you not leaving yourself alone? How are you giving yourself a hard time?
I think that might come back to the frustrations that I'm not keeping up with good eating habits when I go to start something, and the more regular exercise, and the studies. Like, I've got studies for uni and studies for here, and I'm frustrated because I would like to do more, get more done in the time. So it's probably, that would be probably
okay.
what I'm thinking of now.
Good, good. Okay, so why don't we just say this? Hey, Nadia, it doesn't really matter if you eat well and exercise. Let's just not care about that. Let's not just always have to be so perfect. Let's just let Nadia just hang loose. How do you feel about that?
It makes me laugh. It makes me feel free
yeah.
and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Because I think you're putting so much pressure on yourself, and you're living thoughts and ideas that aren't yours anymore. They're not appropriate. Just let it go. Just let yourself go.
Okay.
Just be free right now. Don't worry. Laugh at the cockroaches too. They're just gonna run away because they can't bug you.
It's not heaps, but just the odd one. So yeah, I'm gonna just anyhow laugh, and then they'll be gone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Nadia.
See you, Nadia.
Okay. The bugs can't bug us, they go somewhere else, right? Okay, so there's one more person. It's 4971. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Ratima, how are you?
Hi there. Hi, Ursula. I'm good, thank you. Good.
I just wanted to connect.
Okay. That's very beautiful, Ursula. I could almost not see anything, but I could just make one little pointer that will make things deeper, which is the next step for you is to not even care about yourself at all anymore. Just allow that heart to totally blast open. Just fully sink into that, into devotion. Devotion that doesn't even have an object. Am I making sense?
At first I thought, well, how not care about myself, but when you said devotion, that's something that has come up maybe one or two, let's say two or three days before today.
Uh-huh.
A shift started, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The heart
yeah.
felt different. Mm.
Yeah, your heart is starting to open now into that place of devotion, and I'm just suggesting that the feeling of devotion itself is enough to just let that, the heart itself, you know what that is, you just let that sort of keep unfolding. So the trick is not to look for anything in particular or to make sense of it. Don't let the mind use it. Don't let the mind touch this process at all. The heart knows what to do. Okay?
Okay, that's a hard one.
I know. That's why I have to push you a little bit here. We'll just open it up for the next few months.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Uh-oh, bad me, eh? So this is Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Rahima. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, I just want to quickly check in with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just sort of connecting or a question?
I think I'll just connect. There's a lot that you've mentioned today that's really probably spot on for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, so... just sitting with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just simple, just you. Nothing else, nothing to go, nowhere to be. So, good. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, so let's be still for a moment here. And if you like, I can transmit some light. And if you would like that, you can just leave your palms up or just remain as you are. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Thank you for being here today. And the call is officially completed. And if I'm going to stay on for another 10 minutes, if you have any questions regarding the retreat, I'm going to be here for 10 minutes to maybe answer a question that you need to ask, or you could just email me, or just maybe there aren't any questions right now. So if you do, you can raise your hand and and there's, and otherwise, you know, the call officially is ended. So, okay, Rosemary, you have a question?
Hi, Ratima, can you hear me?
Hi there. Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, hello?
Hello.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for this. So there sounds like there's two retreats, and I'm not clear on the first and the second. Can you,
yeah,
can you clarify?
Okay. What? Yeah, there was originally only one retreat, which was for, you know, people that are suitable for the kind of retreat I would be offering, and that is a very complex retreat. It has aspects of satsang in it. It has aspects of movement. It has aspects of it's very personal. You're in my house. And there's different things. There are some parts that there's some healing in it. Things you learn. There's a lot of movement. I'm not sure if that's you and on the line. And so it's a very complex one. It's very tantric. It's yoga. It has everything in it. Some people are not suitable for that. And then I thought, okay, maybe they need something different. And so this is not completely set in stone, but I am considering doing the following weekend. It will be not in my house. I'll be renting a place, of course, in the same area where I do a formal satsang, which is really sitting time and conversations with me, but there is no other contact with me at all. So that'd be different. And that's way cheaper. And it's also open to anybody who there was questions about bringing other people. So I decided that doesn't matter. It can be open to anyone. So really, the Direct Wisdom Student Retreat is actually on the first week of September. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank
okay,
you.
Good. All right, yeah. Thank you. Okay, thanks. And Shelley, you have a question too? Hi.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, this is kind of basic, but just in terms of booking airfare,
mm-hmm.
What time would it be over on the 3rd? Should I be booking a return flight for the morning of the 4th versus the 3rd?
That's a good question.
Because I'll be,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing I'm also offering is the people that are in the retreat on the first weekend, I am off during that week. Some people drive up, some people fly up like you. It really depends on your finances as well. And you're welcome to stay longer. I am available to be in touch with me. I mean, it's a really beautiful area. So you can fly out in the evening. Well, we can finish before dinner, like 5:30 or something, you know, or 5. And then you can fly out after that if you want to, or you stay another night and fly the next day whenever you want. So I will be adjusting. Yeah, so I'm very flexible. So if you say, oh, I have a flight like that, I will take that into consideration.
Oh, great. Thank you. That helps.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Okay, good. No more questions? Perfect. They'll probably come up one more. That's Louise. Okay, hi, Louise.
Hi, Aratima. I just have a question about the time between the retreats, because I'm planning to do both. That if, so those two friends are saying that they would like to come if you do hold the satsang,
mm-hmm.
so will you be open to them participating or being with you as well during the week, or?
No, only the students.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Good. Well, thank you. I'll let you go, and maybe I'll see you again later if you would like to or have the time. Okay, have a wonderful day. Bye. Bye, everybody.
The moderator has left the conference.